This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish right to your door. Get $15 off with code WILD15. Tire buyer, get tires shipped to an installer of your choice. Get 7% off $400 with code MMANUTS7. Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers around. Save $49 off all VPS plans with code BINGO49. NordVPN, protect your IP address online. Get 77% off 3-year plans with code MMANUTS. Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off. Hey fans, MMA Nuts, episode 463.
463?
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Grove with MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Jonah!
I have a little head on my beer. Like a little...
That's all good. That's how you should drink it. Okay, keep going.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm semi-aroused, okay?
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm fully aroused, Matt.
It's fantastic.
It's one of the... Moving right along. The only reason you can't see is because his iPad is blocking my erection.
On that note, they open another beer.
Yeah.
See where the show's going to go.
It's going down the drain quickly.
It's starting fast and furious.
Starting fast and furious.
There's like 10 of those, right?
Kind of like the UFC this weekend.
Yeah. So let's start with the controversy. What happened?
Which one?
Let's go. Let's talk about this Diego Sanchez versus Michelle Pereira.
I'm having flashbacks of like BJ Penn when he came out with the whole weird side angle thing.
100%.
Like Diego's coming out foaming at the mouth. He's looking really strange breathing patterns. He's like parading around like a peacock. He's got the peacock thing going on. That man is extremely weird. He was weird before, but now he's weird plus brain damage. Not a good combo.
Yeah.
I feel like that man should not be fighting. I think it's almost like completely negligent to let him even step in the cage.
Well, what was the stat that he posted out himself of how many strikes?
He thinks he won fight?
No, he said he's taken 672 strikes and over 500 stitches on his face, and he's still looking clean.
He looks pretty good. He's Hispanic, I think.
Yeah.
He's looking very sexy. But, you know... Michelle Pereira, not very efficient in his MMA approach.
I don't understand. He wants to be super flashy and super non-accurate. And that's not a good recipe.
No, he's tiring himself out.
Yeah. And Diego, like you're saying, he's got that BJ Penn style. And all he did for a majority of the fight was just back up to the cage and stay on the cage. And then he was getting picked apart at range. And then
looking kind of chubby, too.
Yeah, his body looked... He was fighting at 170, but he looked like he was 140 pounds, maybe because Michelle was 200 pounds or something. They looked weight classes apart.
It was bad.
But he was getting picked apart, and at no point was he winning this fight.
No.
And... I think it was they were asking Trevor Whitman during the fight, like, what do you think about the advice the corner's giving? He's like, yeah, man, that's, like, really strange. They're saying... I don't know what his corner is telling him. They're talking in code. Something along the lines, like, sticky, move, don't move, drown kittens, rape the horses, and ride off on the women. Not exactly verbatim, but you get the thing. And then... Diego's corner was telling him you won the first round?
I mean, if you were wearing glasses that were fogged up, maybe you might think he might have won the first round. Maybe it was the flashy rolling...
The rolling thunder kick that he threw to start the
couple
fight.
Times.
He threw it, yeah.
A couple times in the fight. But I think it was definitely 2-0 heading into the third round.
100%.
For Michelle. And then you had the controversy. The knee to a grounded opponent... And I have to admit, this was pretty on the button.
Yeah, like, got all that one. There was no ifs, ands, or buts.
It wasn't even close. Like, oops, he wasn't trying to get up. It was pretty much just like, I don't know what the fuck he was thinking. Like, I guess he wasn't thinking. And then I want to get your take on this. So Diego obviously gets kneed, gets cut, bleeding everywhere. The ref comes over and asks him about his state. And he's like, are you okay? And what does he say? I think he says something along the lines of, well, was in the knee illegal that hit me? Because then I'm not okay or something.
Yeah. Like, it's like, I need to know. And then, is this going to be a DQ? I think I can't see out of my eye.
Right.
I think the blood's going to be flowing into my eyes.
Yes.
And I'm in blurry vision. I can't possibly continue to fight.
Well, and I know what you're, I have a feeling I know what you're going to say, but from where I'm sitting, I think it's a smart move not to continue. But I feel like the fans are going to give him no quarter because of the way it all went down. Because, I mean, this, he shouldn't continue because he got kneed in the fucking head, like, completely illegally. And I, granted, he was losing the fight by a landslide. Mm-hmm. But he's also a veteran fighter, and he's not a kind of guy we're going to go, oh, that guy's like, you know, Caleb Starnes, right? He's been in wars. So he's going to take his payday and go home. Makes sense to me. Is it noble? I don't know. But what do you think?
I'm actually okay with this because...
Whoa.
Really? I don't say it very often. And I had to really think about this because this is one of those ones where you go, is it okay or not? And you have to look at who the person is and do you want them to absorb more damage?
Oh, no.
I don't want to see Diego get more damage and him... And he said it himself. It's like, I'm a veteran. I took the smart option, okay?
Sure.
I didn't quit. I knew what was going on. And he made, like, I think $100,000 more by saying, I can't fucking continue. Smart move. He's going to lose the fight if he continues. Right. And he's probably going to absorb a lot more damage in the, whatever, a couple minutes. But
not the time to go out on your shield.
No, and this wasn't even... He didn't... You know, he changed camps for this fight, so he wasn't at, like... Greg Jackson, Winklejohn, he's got like a touch button to park kind of fucking guy. And Whitman, when he was talking about the corner, he's like, I don't, and I'm paraphrasing again. He's like, I don't know what the fuck these guys are telling him. They should be giving him technical advice, and they're giving him like, you're doing great. You're winning the first round kind of bullshit. It's like Rampage in your corner.
Kick his ass!
Right, thank you. Technical. Wow. Get technical.
I didn't know I was supposed to kick that guy's ass.
Sometimes you need cocka balls and sometimes you need technical. Yes. Diego needs technical. And I think Whitman was also saying, Diego should be using his wrestling. We should be
You didn't even try to wrestle.
Barely, barely. Yeah. And he got taken, Diego got taken down. So, I mean, it was just a clusterfuck across the board. So when you take all that shit into account and his fucking weirdo vampire fighting stance or whatever
strange
he's trying
stuff.
To do,
super
like
strange.
Trying to shoot lasers out his hands, just fucking move along. Just take the DQ win and fight another day.
I don't want to see him fight anymore. I feel like the man is already messed up and he's just gonna get more messed up the more he fights. Somebody should throw a towel in and be like, dude, you should retire. He's not, that man is not right in the head.
No, he himself said he took over 1,600 strikes to the head.
That can't be good
and
for
think
you.
Think of all the wars that he's been in. Mm-hmm. He's probably being bare knuckle fighting championship before you know it. Oh. And the UFC should also fucking step in and kind of BJ
Chuck Liddell him, be like,
yeah.
Pulling the
BJ
plug, buddy.
BJ him after 10 more fights.
Yeah, but 10 more fights. Pulling the plug.
But the other question I have is, you know, say there was another fighter in Diego's situation. So what if that was John Jones? How would you feel about that?
I would be pissed.
Right. Isn't that weird? Like, who else? Like, there's people that you would accept and you wouldn't. What about Damian Maia?
I don't think he would do it. I don't see that happening.
But would you be okay with it if he did?
I don't know. That's a question mark for me. I would maybe lose a little respect for him if he did that.
I think I'd be all right.
You'd be okay?
Conor McGregor.
Oh, I think you'd be okay with that one.
I wouldn't. I'd be calling him a pussy, a fucking bitch. Like, what are you doing? And I think it...
What about Mark Hunt?
I'd be all right with it. Like, that guy's gotten fucked over so many times. But everybody Jews lost to the UFC in a lawsuit, and then they fucking sued him for, you know, court costs and legal fees.
I mean, bottom line, he got kneed illegally, and it was pretty devastating. He got cut and his head rocked. I mean, that's about as solid of a knee as you can get to the fucking dome. That's totally illegal. So, I mean, pay the man his money.
Yeah, I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
And it's... fighter dependent upon when it's okay and when it's not. And when it's a guy that's absorbed fucking 1,600 shots and given you multiple wards, I think it's okay for the guy to take a knee. You know? Just fucking, I need out on this one. And I don't normally say that. But
John Jones, he should take his loss like a man.
if that were to be.
Well, then you're going to think about the amount of hate he would get. Diego's going to get this kind of hate.
It's going to blow over. Give it a week or two and people forget.
And then Michelle just keeps fucking pouring gasoline on his own fire and not helping himself. So he posted this image on Instagram. It says, Diego Sanchez entered the octagon like a rooster and left like a chicken. That's helpful. So you're going to talk about a fucking Hall of Famer. I put him in the Hall of Fame just for durability and wars he's been in. And you don't have to be a title fighter or title holder. No.
Super entertaining.
In essence, right? But good luck with that. Like, there goes your career. Good luck.
Yeah, and I mean, I question this guy's fight IQ too, Pereira. I mean, he comes in, he's already gassed himself out before he gets to the cage. He's dancing around, being all weird, not efficient at all. And then he was the one who threw, I mean, what the fuck were you thinking? The guy was down on the ground and you threw a full-blown knee to his head. That's like pretty stupid. I mean, when you think about it. So yeah. He's dumb.
And the other thing I don't understand is, why is it the illegal shots now, and John Jones saw this, like the illegal shot and a DQ equals win for the other guy. Where does the no contest come in? I'm very confused.
Oh, it's because it's past the second round. So before you get into the third round, if it's if something like that happens, mm-hmm. it's called a no contest. Once you're in the third round, DQ.
Weird.
Because it's majority rounds, I think, some weird rule where if you've had more than, I don't know if it's the same for a title fight, if it has to go to the fourth round or not, but I know for sure for a three-round fight, it's once you get into the third round, it's a DQ. Some
it's probably the right call. I mean, you don't want to continue fighting after that.
No.
I mean, you've seen, like, I would like to see the stat, like, how many guys that have taken an illegal shot and, like, a devastating one that go on to continue fighting that actually win that fight.
It's probably 100% loss ratio.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it's very high. I think it's... You know, are we done on this topic?
We are. You want to move to the main event?
Well, I want to talk about Ray Borg.
Oh,
what happened? Because he missed weight for the fourth time.
Oh, again. That's right.
And Brett Okamoto tweeted this one out. He says, Ray Borg with a dominant win over Rogerio Bontoron, or whatever. After which, he immediately apologizes for missing weight. Seems genuine, but at this point, I don't know how you can justify ever booking this man at 125 again. He's now officially missed weight 4 times in the UFC. Mm. He's 3-1 in them. So once again, miss the weight.
And gets the win.
Super big advantage for you.
Yeah, of course.
And a little bit of a haircut on the fine or whatever, depending upon which state and athletic commission, blah, blah, blah.
Taking a little off the top.
But why does the UFC continually let someone like this... Like, 4 fucking times? Are you kidding me?
I thought it was like 2-1 strike and you get a chance and then you're done.
It should be, because who else? Kelvin Gastelum, right? Like, he missed a couple
times. 2 or 3
times. And they fucking said, you know what? You're at 185, period. Yep. But I have a big problem with that. Like, you're fucking the system, right?
I agree.
So, point that out. You know, talk about the main event?
Yeah, dude, let's do it.
Corey Anderson. Jan Błachowicz.
Well, Corey Anderson eating a little humble pie in this fight.
Well, I'm not going to say, and John Jones agrees with me, that the guy didn't deserve it. Because remember how he acted a fool after he won his last fight? Like, there's levels to this! He's dancing like a fool and shenanigans and whatever.
Gets starched. Uh-huh. That Błachowicz guy has a lot of power. It's a little bit scary, and I think they're trying to make that John Jones fight.
Yeah, I think that's the next fight.
And I'm interested. This is like smelling like potentially KO territory for John Jones. It's kind of scary. I think this might be one of the most dangerous guys he's fought.
Well, I think that was Thiago Santos. I think that was Dominic Reyes. And now you have Jan. And
Błachowicz.
I just
don't see it happening.
Well,
he's gonna eke out.
He keeps getting fucked. Like all these guys, you know, it's a split decision. Against Santos, Reyes, I thought clearly won the fight, and I thought he was robbed. And then, you know, unless someone knocks him out, John Jones is winning a decision, unfortunately.
I think he can knock him out. I think he really can.
Well, I thought the other two guys could too, but John's got a hell of a chin.
He does, you know? But eventually it's gonna run out. That's the thing. Yeah, like, at some point, you know, sure. He's taken a lot more damage his last few fights, I think, than before.
He's gotten hit a lot, yeah.
So eventually that chin starts to wear, and he's in his early 30s. I don't know. I don't think this guy has technically as much to give John, but I think he's got a lot of power, which is always dangerous. So
he seems very linear, though.
Super. I think John will just probably take him down.
Yeah, I feel like John will finish him, where I thought the other guys, at least Reyes, had the best chance out of the three.
You're going to see that old John where he takes him down and throws the elbows?
He should.
That makes a lot of sense.
Well, but John just keeps fighting more and more conservatively, right?
Yes, he does.
So I don't know.
I love how he just totally glossed over this fight and just started talking about the next one.
But it's like, what are you going to say? Because it was fucking pretty fast.
Pretty
first
one-sided.
Round, right?
Yes,
and.
Yeah.
You know, someone got what they deserved, and someone else is potentially going to get a title shot. And they should. I think he was ranked number 5 at the time. And again, you know, what else? Where is the challenge for John besides moving the heavyweight?
I think she moved down to 185. That's a challenge.
That's the challenge.
The weight cut is the challenge.
Or the other talk that's coming around is Anthony Rumble Johnson coming back.
Right. I like that one. But at 205?
Yeah. Because I know he's been slimming down. I want to say...
Slimming down.
Well, 290. He was like fucking 300 or something, right? All powerlifting and juiced up like a motherfucker.
I just don't... These guys, what they do to their bodies is insane to me. It's like...
And he fought at 170, right? He was, what, 220 fighting at 170.
Remember when he fought Josh Koscheck? And it was like...
He murdered him 3 times on the way down, right?
Yes.
Bah, bah, bah. That's crazy. And he's got crazy power, but again, he's got a lot of quit in him. So if John can make it out of round one...
Might be okay.
Yeah. I think Rumble is better served at heavyweight because the skill level is a little lower and his power will go a long way.
Mm-hmm.
So go fight at heavyweight, Rumble, please.
We fight Andrei Arlovsky again.
Break his jaw.
Again.
Yeah, I don't, and there's another guy. Like, why? Why does he continue fighting?
I don't know.
He gets paid a lot. Well, all the heavyweights get paid.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's tough to walk away from whatever he's making. Call it $500,000 a fight, 400 to $500,000. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the heavyweights, especially a former UFC champ, you know, fuck. Former coach of ours.
Uh-huh. Strange tough. Guy.
Weird. He's weird. Diego, well, he went to Jackson's too. Maybe they put the weird on people.
They do.
Right?
They fuck with their heads.
Rashad Evans?
Weird.
I thought you liked this podcast with Rogan.
No, I couldn't get through it.
It's a little tough. A little tough. What else is going on?
News-wise?
Sure.
Okay, well, Holly Holm apparently got an award for completing 50 USADA tests without issue. There's a video and everything. Did you see this?
I didn't watch the video. I saw, yeah.
She got a jacket or something? I don't know. The whole thing is just weird to me, but...
and they were saying other people have been tested more than her, and I think Jose Aldo had 53, and I forgot who the other person
53.
Was.
53.
But I think they used her because she's the most marketable person.
She's sexy. She's got that blonde.
And
Irish
why would
girl
you
want
to advertise that? Why is that a positive thing? Mm-hmm. To show that you keep fucking your athletes over and taking unnecessary blood tests? And I don't get it.
I didn't hear anything you said. I'm staring at Holly Holm's ass right now.
I don't get it. Tom Hanks and Big. I don't get it.
What don't you get, Matt?
I don't get it.
What?
Your drug testing product. I don't get it.
The whole thing is just crazy. I mean, 50 drug tests. It's like insanity.
It's
John
ridiculous.
Jones has had like 200 drug tests. Oh,
again, every time you poke something in your arm, there's a potential for nerve damage. It's very bad.
Or your anus.
Yet again, potential for nerve damage. Yes. Anything else? Are you fucking mouthing me? Or
I
you
got
want
a story.
Go?
I don't know what's happening with this. I got this earlier in the week about BJ Penn crashing in his truck. It's unclear what exactly happened. There's like varying reports. Mm-hmm. It sounds like he might have been drunk driving.
Allegedly, yeah. And now, he got KO'd by his fucking airbag, okay?
Yeah.
I got a problem with this angle. This guy gets KO'd by a fucking wind blowing. Now, airbags, they actually deploy at high speed, but
yeah.
I'm imagining he's going to bed, lays down on a pillow, boom, he's knocked out by the pillow. Oh, my God. This guy should just fucking, he's got to take it easy. I'm very concerned for BJ Penn.
A strong gust of wind knocks him out.
He blows him over. He's KO'd.
There's BJ getting knocked
KO'd
out.
A lot of times.
God, I used to love that guy. I'm so sad. It's just a sad
story. Yeah, and where is the UFC in this? Take some responsibility for your fighter. He fucking should have probably stopped fighting 10 fights ago, but they kept writing the name. And that's not typical for the UFC, right?
I think they don't like him.
It's BJ Penn, Andrei Arlovsky, or... former champions that they rode hard. That's typically a Bellator thing.
Yeah.
Typically the UFC's like, we don't want you to fight. Even Chuck Liddell, right? We don't want you to fight anymore. And then he took an extra fight with Tito Ortiz, and that didn't fucking work out.
More champs.
Yeah.
Anderson Silva, I feel like, is on that train.
Yeah. They fuck certain
parading
guys
parading them out. Like, put him back out there.
Yeah.
Let him do his thing.
Well, you should have probably checked out, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
Tough. I don't know what the right answer is, but you can see there's a trend at some point, and maybe it's 2 knockouts, 3 knockouts in a row when you know you're past your prime. It's almost like you need to put some kind of a rule in and just say, listen, this is what you're doing. X amount of years fighting or X amount of age, 35. Well, it depends weight class because heavyweights can go much longer. You know, I think the average UFC heavyweight is probably 39 or 40, yeah. Way up there in age.
Right.
But you got to put some kind of a protocol in. Otherwise, we're going to have more of this. And this story is not going to end well. I mean, you keep seeing how he's going.
Do you think he's going to follow in Matt Hughes' footsteps and get hit by a train?
It might. I don't know.
Flying Dolphin is going to knock him out. Swordfish.
Maybe. Like
through the dome.
Through the heart. He's going to get Stingray. He's going to get Steve Irwin.
Stingray.
You know?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Oh, fuck, man. I don't want to say that it might be good for him, but it might be good for him.
You get hit in the dome by a dolphin?
Yeah.
Wow. That's mean.
Well, because then maybe he'll be to a point where he won't hurt himself anymore.
Okay.
Gotta stop because the ice cream sandwich may be entertaining to him. That's all I'm gonna say about that. All
right,
moving right along. I don't want to talk about
now. I don't have mountains because it's my iPad, but pretend I have mountains.
All right, so this weekend we have Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder 2, the rematch. The first fight was probably one of the best heavyweight boxing matches that I've ever seen. Did we watch that one at Keys or no? Or I don't remember if I just
not.
Watched that
I think
one.
That was a kid's weekend for me.
So, you know, the first one ended in controversy. It was a fucking draw. Shocking. You know, boxing loves the controversial draw. And I kind of feel like we're going to get more controversy. Because if you don't get one guy knocking out the other, and then even when the guys get knocked down, there's controversy on how long did they count? He counted to 12, but it was, you know... It was a 10 count, but it was actually 12 seconds. Like, they go off on that shit. So, I don't understand this.
Convoluted.
So, Fury changed trainers for this camp. And here's his new training methods that he was talking about. He says, I've been doing a lot of pussy licking to strengthen my jaw ahead of the Deontay Wilder rematch. But wouldn't cocksucking be more efficient?
I don't know. You're talking about doing cocaine and strippers. Or something.
Well, I think that was prior. I think he had all those mental health issues. Yeah.
But he's saying he's going
like
to do that after.
Once
he wins,
he's going back
to the cocaine and strippers. Got to respect that.
True.
Hey, if you're going to be heavyweight champ.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what are you going to do but besides cocaine off a stripper's ass?
Cocaine off of their nina?
That too.
And this is also the guy that says he's been jerking off 7 times a day. So is he just, are the new coaches just like former porn? Ron Jeremy is his head coach now.
Yes.
And here's
it
what
can't
we
be good for his testosterone.
We got lots of pussy looking and lots of beating off.
I think the beating off's not helping his testosterone level.
None of this is helping anything. Or he's also said he's got a lot of mental health issues.
Yes, depression as a motherfucker. Doesn't sound depressed, though.
No.
Sounds pretty happy.
I don't know. It's very jerking confusing.
Off seven times a day.
It's not healthy. It's
living
not healthy.
Life.
That's seven times a day. It's 49 times a week. That's like 196 times a month.
It's not
plus a couple days, depending upon. Is it a leap year? I don't know.
It's not that many. He's okay.
This guy again. Two is the most in a day.
Two?
Two. If you're over two, you got a fucking problem. I have a problem. But I don't do more than two.
Okay. He draws the line. Whack off twice a day.
Line's got to be drawn, Ingo.
All right.
What else you got?
I have no lines, and I have no other news. I'm okay. Dead.
So Kamaru Usman said, I guess apparently he ripped into Jorge Masvidal for being unable to knock out Nate Diaz. Again, huh? Nate Diaz has only been knocked out, what?
Once or twice.
Yeah.
Three times. A lady.
Yeah. Like, that's not how you come at Jorge Masvidal.
I think he's barking up the wrong tree here. This is not a good move for him.
Well, they're supposed to fight, right?
Yeah, but...
I don't really want to see that.
I'm not that excited about it.
We'll move along from that topic. Here's another weird one. So Aaron Bronstetter just tweeted this out. He says, per a press release, Elias Theodoro has become the first professional athlete to ever receive a therapeutic use exemption for medical cannabis after applying for one through the British Columbia Athletic Commissions. And then MMA Fighting, on top of that, says, per the statement, Elias's exemption allows him to continue his doctor-prescribed use of medical cannabis and protects him from penalty if he tests above the previous threshold for in-competition use.
Wow.
He will follow the guidelines provided by the Athletic Commission regarding fight week medical use. But here's my question. Like, what the... This is Canada, and he... I don't even know what organization he's in, right? And if you're going to try to fight in the U.S. in some bullshit from Canada, I don't think we fucking give a shit what the fuck Canada has to say about anything, do we?
We care.
No, we don't. No commission's going to give a rat's fucking ass. Oh, you can smoke weed? You got a therapeutic use exemption? We give no fucks. This is America, motherfucker. We don't care. Right?
I don't know. I think they're going to care. I think they're going to allow
it. Where is he going to fight? Just in Canada?
Canada and Vegas. I think Vegas will allow it.
Or while he's ring card girling and or boying for Invicta?
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that. I don't know.
Get high as fuck.
I mean, it's cool.
Smoked
from
weeds.
A certain standpoint. But
I mean, I fail to see how this is performance enhancing, but okay.
Well, it's not. And think back to Nick Diaz, right?
Oh, yeah.
He got fucked. And they threatened him for, oh, we're going to suspend you forever. We're going to give you a 5-year suspension. And then, you know, he got so disgruntled with that, he stopped fighting.
Yeah.
They fucked him out of a career.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Moving right along. Hey, look who's still out in the wild. Look who the ref is. I turned on Lion Fights the other day.
Whoa.
Steve Mazzagatti. Yeah. I didn't know he was still working as a referee at the Lion Fight. Muay Thai.
It's pretty cool. Man's got to earn a living.
Speaking of Muay Thai, what the hell's going on with refs and Muay Thai, Ingo?
I feel like you're going to have some crazy clip for me.
Oh, I got to make sure I'm muted because I feel like... Watch the ref.
Oh, what the fuck?
What are we doing here?
Is he trying to protect him?
I'm kind of, but... And I think he's just trying to be overly dramatic. Because apparently on the same card, somebody else...
That's the weirdest shit I ever saw, man.
Did something similar.
Same ref?
I don't know. Uh-oh! Ole! That doesn't look like he's a protective fight.
He's trying to...
It looks like he's trying to make it about himself.
He's trying to protect the head from bouncing off the canvas, maybe.
Well, it looks like he's trying to choke the guy.
I don't know.
Carotid artery!
Super weird. Okay.
Sure. I don't know what's going on over there.
Hey, man, if you're a fighter and you get knocked out, you're going down. Let it happen. You're going down.
The town to Chinatown?
Yes.
Should I look at the clock?
I'm looking right now.
I know.
It's like 30 minutes. We're good.
Right.
We're in the zone. I'm going to pee all over myself. I have to pee really bad.
Did you take a break?
No, I'm good.
There's Crouching Tiger, Hidden Diabetes by Cucumber Tonic.
What the fuck?
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Diabetes!
How do people's bellies get that big? That's my question.
I don't know. He's agile like Chris Farley, though. Like, look at him go!
What is he doing?
I don't know. There's epic music playing, and hopefully
there's rain and everything.
Oh, man.
He looks Fu Manchu-like.
Very aggressive. But that belly...
Can you imagine, like, wrestling that guy, and he's just grinding that belly in your face?
Or if you're a lady getting sucked up by him?
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
Can
what
you
I
even
want.
See his penis? It's, like, all
Probably
belly.
Not.
It's a tiny little dick covered up by the belly.
What it's all about, right?
I don't know.
Can he do yoga? Yeah, how'd you like to see him in yoga?
Oh, God. Oh, I like pretty ladies in yoga.
Okay. How about, here's one for you. Female pick of the week, Megan Anderson, just hanging out.
The tattoo thing, it's pretty nice.
Yep. And I like the classic style of just the black sometimes, like how she's got going on.
Ask the nuts.
Yeah, working on that.
Is he? Did he tweet Ask the Nuts?
No, not directly.
Ah.
But I like to grab stuff.
Uh-huh.
This is it's a really good question. So
uh-huh.
We'll do some Ask the Nuts. Max Holloway tweets this one out. He says he's watching the NBA All-Star Weekend, and it's always so sick. Got me wondering, though, what can we do to add to International Fight Week? What's our versions of the dunk contest and the three-point contest? What skill challenges can we do? What celeb games can we do? Celebrity BJJ matches? Like, what do you think? What could they do?
For All-Star Weekend, I'd like to see, like, some punching power, kicking power thing.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Some accuracy like that. You know how you see those guys who are doing like those brain tests where you have all those targets mm-hmm. and then they light up and you're trying to see like which how fast and how accurate you could be? They have that at the arcade too where you have the fucking thing.
Takedown like, power? I love to have like some kind of grappling dummy that has like a G-force thing on it.
Okay.
Where, like, you can tell how hard is the takedown. Whether it's a wrestling or judo takedown, you can do whatever you want, but... It's like how much G-force are you putting on that thing? That'd be kind of cool.
And then I want like an MMA-related obstacle course where you could have, like, you got to do X amount of things. Here's a heavy bag. Here's a speed bag. Here's whatever. However you design it, but an MMA-related one. Mm. And maybe you do a team versus team. Maybe you do a country versus country. I don't give a fuck.
I like it.
But I always loved the Battle of the Network Stars back in the day. And I feel like there's some kind of thing you need to do here. But you got to be careful that we don't fuck up a fighter in the process. Like, I don't want to see someone, what the fuck was that show? World's Strongest Man, where they're carrying the fucking refrigerators on their back. And you have little Franco Colombo and I think Lou Ferrigno. And I don't know if Arnold was in a thing, but Franco Colombo's got the refrigerator on his back. And he's running with his little stubby legs. And then all of a sudden, boom, blows out the knee and fucking refrigerator collapses down and... Career-ending injury for that fucking guy. So
yeah, it's bad.
I'm okay with these kind of fucking things, but I think we need to be careful. So maybe we should do like a pie-eating contest.
Oh, yeah.
And somehow I feel
the 125ers.
Paige Van Zandt's going to win that.
Oh, yeah. She's going to rub it all over herself. That kind of pie-eating?
I don't know. Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
She's got a broken arm. I don't know how she eats pie. Are you in for some of this?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Jared Christensen asks, he says, rank in order of what needs to be changed in MMA. And I'll just move this over. So you have scoring, you have weight cutting, you have fighter compensation, USADA, shitty fight cards, the Reebok deal, and too many weight classes.
Weight cutting is number one for me, okay. I think.
I would go
USADA's
with...
USADA is number two.
USADA number one for me because I want everyone juiced up. As long as the playing field is level, but I feel like it should be level in the juiced up
format.
And then I want scoring as number two.
That's number three for me.
We
scoring.
Get fucked up. I'd probably go weight cutting three.
Shitty fight cards four.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck about compensation. A
Reebok deal. Or too many weight classes. I don't care.
I feel like they need more weight classes, so weight classes next, Reebok deal, and then fighter compensation. We're pretty close. We're on board.
Something like
get rid of USADA.
Kill them all.
That's right. And then Rodrigo Machado closing out. It's time. Pound sign, notes roll. Pound sign, Matt Rape Train. Pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy. Once again, I want to ask you guys some existential questions and philosophical questions. First, have gadgets and apps taken away emotions?
No, I think gadgets and apps have taken away the old school way of getting your ass kicked when you're a dumbass.
How's that?
Well, because you can be a jackass on gadgets and apps now to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But when we were going to school, if you did that shit, somebody would punch you in the mouth. That doesn't happen to
you. So you're saying people get more of a free pass these days?
Yeah, I think they do. I think they're braver because of gadgets and apps. Dating apps, social apps, Facebook apps, whatever, Instagram, Insta, whatever the new is, Insta, Finsta. I don't know.
I don't
whatever
care.
Teens are on.
Whatever this shit is.
It's fucking teenagers.
I still get angry on a daily basis, so I don't feel like gadgets and apps are taking away my emotions. So I will pass on that one. If everyone spoke their mind, would this world be a better place?
Yes.
It depends. Because there's times to speak it and times to bite your tongue. You got to pick and choose your battles. Because to speak your... You don't want to speak it all the time.
Maybe.
Do you want to crush people's feelings 100% of the time?
No, I don't.
There's times to be cautious and...
I see what you mean. To be kind. Better to be kind than to be a...
It would be like, say you're in the emergency room and you got a stupid cunt nurse and she just tells you some inaccurate information because she's not a doctor and it's 100% wrong. Maybe you should bite your tongue when you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't know.
Maybe you're too stupid to be a doctor, and that's why I became a nurse.
Exactly. thanks.
How's that?
Thanks. I'm going to put that one in my bag of tricks.
Yeah. So fucking keep
when
your
when I file
opinions
a grievance with the union.
Yes.
Wait. Sorry. Two fingers.
Print it. Two in the stink, one in the pink.
Yeah. It's better that way sometimes. That reminds me of being in Vegas. At the porn convention. Well, I wasn't at the porn convention. I was at the CES convention with the porn convention.
It's always at the same time.
At the same time. But you tend to have meetings in the hotel that the porn convention's in. Just so you can see the fucking freak show. Like some chick's just wearing saran wrap as their outfit. You can walk through a fucking casino with just saran wrap on.
Apparently.
You can. And then a chick with two in a pink, one in a stink on.
Wow.
T-shirt.
That's nice.
Okay, good for her.
Mm-hmm.
But before we had cell phone cameras, unfortunately.
No.
Like I can only tell the story, not show the picture.
That's okay. I believe you.
Yeah, it's not too far-fetched now.
Eh.
We have the internet.
We do.
Is there a perfect life?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think it exists.
There's always chaos. You can never have everything perfect. What fun would perfectness be? You gotta have this.
It's about creating yourself, Matt. You just create yourself. You create the life you want.
And like a box of crayons.
It's not always perfect. Sometimes it's messy.
Box of crayons. Box of chocolates.
Box of jujubes. I'm
going to keep with Tom Hanks' theme. Box of chocolates. Stupid is as stupid does.
Right.
Where's Tom Hanks' theme's coming from? What the fuck's going on?
You watched Mr. Rogers recently? Is that what it is?
No. I did watch Forrest Gump a couple weeks ago.
That was a good one.
We watched some shit. I watched, what the fuck? Indiana Jones, a bunch of those were playing again. Mm. Last Crusade. The first three are solid. The one with Shia LaBeouf, sucked the balls.
Oh, I saw, he has a movie called Honey Boy that I watched. That was pretty good.
Oh, God. Is he Elton John?
No, it's kind of fucked up. It's a little bit about his childhood, but it's pretty good.
Oof.
He had a troubled childhood.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah. Slightly troubled.
An actor?
Yes.
With a slightly disturbed childhood, a slightly disturbed existence. Okay.
Oh, my God. You have a wall of text.
Thank you.
What is going on?
Hang on. I'm going to have a little pour here.
Do I need to time you on this? Should I start a timer?
Well, do you want me to speed say it? And I didn't pre-read, because if there's any chicks, I'm going to have to put those in later. So let's get our sips in. And
I might pee my pants.
Just go Oh, piss.
I'm going to hold it.
I can take a break.
That's fine.
I can fucking edit.
I'm going to hold it.
It's okay. Well, then I'm going to go very slow.
Oh, my God. I'm going to pee in your beer.
Whatever. It might taste better. I've never drank piss. Have you?
Maybe.
Okay. Moving right along. Golden shower is okay. I'm okay with this.
Hey.
I'm ready that show. Was she Latin?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Maybe.
Episode number 4. Sorcerers part number 4. This episode starts with you guys arriving in the ritual area where you guys see the Sorceress Queen, Angela White, and her followers. All the women from Fuck, Marry, Kill, Adult Adventures so far. Holy fucking
That's
Christ.
That's a lot of women.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of ash.
A lot of ash. Unfortunately for you guys, it's too late. It's just fucking too late. Deathwing, the dragon, has resurrected and has begun to bring the end of the world again as we know it. Angela laughs maniacally. Thank you. Saying to you guys, nothing can stop me this time. I will rule the world. You guys prepare for what could be the final battle. Ingo grabs his katana. You're very fond of your katana.
I like it. Because it's curved, man.
And that's on fire and starts slicing through the undead, exploding them into flames. You slice like this.
Like a little, like...
It's very limp.
Like a gay Frenchman?
Yeah, that's okay.
My name is Indigo Montoya. You killed my father.
It's very fantastical. I like it.
Okay.
You're exploding everybody in flames while at the same time giving them mental orgasms. Wow. It's a mental orgasm.
I don't know.
I like it. But okay. It's so mental. And then she just orgasms. I like it. I like where we're going here. To all the women.
Okay.
Before propelling himself to the sky and trying to cut Deathwing's head off before he hits Ingo back with his tail and Ingo hits the floor.
Uh-oh.
That's a problem.
Controversy.
Well, we got a problem.
It's dangerous. A little suspense.
Yeah. Matt calls the power of thunder on all the undead motherfuckers and blows a massive facial on the women. Like, what the hell's going on? I don't know. I love it. Then he prepares the last facial, the biggest of all time to hit the dragon. But Angela Light uses her boobs barrier to protect the dragon, and Matt misses his load. Great. Now I got blue balls for a week. Angela's laughing.
Ha 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 ha!
Thank you. Yeah, I like your Angela laugh. Whoa, holy shit. Are we getting banned? Is that copyrighted? Who gives a shit? Angela's laughing, thinking she won, when all of a sudden Deathwing grabs Angela, creates a rift in the space-time continuum and portal to another dimension, saying him, "Oh, rule all!" He disappears to another dimension. You guys look at each other and realize that if nobody goes after him, he will destroy everything. So you guys enter the portal.
Uh-oh.
As it all fades to black, you guys wake up in another place to the sound of Princes of the Universe by Queen. Seeing creatures walking around and flying in the sky, you guys understand. You guys are now in the Witcher world.
Ooh.
Prepare for your new adventure. End of episode number 4 and season number 1. More to come.
I like it.
Yeah. I feel like there's some suspense here.
Cliffhanger.
Some shit's going on.
We're going to see boobies.
We're jumping in a fucking
dirty,
portal.
Nasty Witcher girls.
Yeah, and they are fantastic in a video game and not so great in real life.
I never saw this show. It looks stupid.
Exactly. I can't buy...
I don't like Henry Cavill. Sorry.
He's a douchebag as Superman. He's a douchebag as The Witcher.
Yeah.
And the entire time I watched that, high and even not high, I couldn't get past him being The Witcher. I'm like, this is that fucking dork from Superman.
You should have got Orlando Bloom to do it. I could buy that one.
Yeah, he doesn't bother me.
No.
I can buy that. I can buy into that.
Yeah.
I don't think he's strong enough. You need someone
a little bulkier.
Yeah, he could.
Bulk up. He's got the face, though. He's got that, like, boyish / soup, like, hero kind of a look to him. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think who else. I'd even buy a Hugh Jackman. He's old.
Oh, no.
You wouldn't buy into that as The Witcher?
No.
That's going to be my Witcher.
The Witcher?
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right.
I can't buy that. He's fucking filming like Lincoln commercials. Yeah. And
those are pretty cool commercials, though. I wish I was him sometimes. But not.
I don't know. I'm going to have to think about that one.
Okay.
Fuck, marry, kill. Celebrity Edition number 78. Adult Adventures number 14. Mm-hmm. Let's start with Taryn Thomas.
Mm-hmm. She looks very ethnic.
Not bad.
Tori Lane.
Yeah, she's dirty. You can tell.
Yeah. The way she's holding her hands.
These are all porn stars, I take it.
And, yeah. Trina Michaels.
I totally think that's, you're going to marry, fuck, that's all you right there. I'm going to kill her. I don't like.
Okay.
I'm going to bang Tori Lane, and I'll probably marry the first one just because she looks crazy and, you know, it's fun.
Kill them all three. I have no interest in any of those. I'm out. That's shocking, right?
Shocking. It's first.
Well, I saw all their pictures, and I picked the best of the best. Mm. I saw some really bad ones and, like, bad titty jobs and nibbles that are like
pointing sideways.
No, like this one's the size of a quarter. This one's the size of your head.
Wow.
How can you have two varying nipples? It's very confusing. Mm. Well, let's move to the knowledge. What do you got this week?
Okay. No. So I know you don't like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, but I'm about done with the movie, and I gotta say I like it.
Oh my God, you're out of your fucking
mind. I don't know.
You like this.
I've been watching it on the treadmill. So, okay. And I don't know, something about the combination of the two. I just feel like I'm kind of like back in an old school like Hitchcock film, like the way they shoot the scenes and just kind of, I don't know. It's just kind of a cool story, I think. But it's, I can see why it would be boring because you need more excitement.
Okay. I'm okay with don't give away everyone having different opinions.
Don't give away the ending because I think about 35 minutes to go or so. And I don't know what happens. It's a long movie, though. Been 3 days.
No, I won't. I don't even remember it.
Three cardio sessions so far, and I'm still not done.
That's just know bad. I felt like I got my time wasted for however long the movie is, less
3.5 hours.
Oh, maybe I should have watched The Irishman then, because apparently that one is good, but I've been afraid because it's so long.
I think it builds up to something, and then it's kind of like after that something happens, it's like they should have ended the movie, but they keep it going. And it's a little sad, too.
And then I'm out.
It wasn't
my favorite. All you have to say is it's sad?
It wasn't my favorite.
Done. I only want enjoyable movies. Like happy. I don't need sad. I'm in for a little horror movie every once in a while.
A little horror movie? Horror movie?
Not porn. I get that on
horror,
the daily.
Horror.
I see. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah. I don't know.
You got knowledge?
Yeah, I got some. This is called Full Send. Full Send. I'm going to need a little volume. I don't know what kind of Spuds McKenzie kind of dog this fucker is, but hang on. Let me try to full screen this fucker.
Okay, I'm ready. Hit me.
Hang on. Why do I have no volume?
You had volume for a second. Technical difficulties.
We need volume. Hang on, Ingo.
I'm hanging on.
My little volume button. No, I'm sorry. We're like a minute away. You'll be all right.
Imminent exposure to my urine.
Hang on. Damn this fucking thing.
He's like hiding it from me.
Well, it's you need the whole thing from the beginning.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's ruined.
I'm
ready.
All right, this dog's ready to fucking give you the full set.
Can we go down? Can you get upstairs?
Are you fucking kidding me? That's awesome. I want a fucking dog like that. He's like, just fucking sends it, man.
Like, wait a second.
He's like, I'm not doing this right. I gotta try again.
Let's go. Here we go.
Are you fucking.
That's so epic.
I need a dog like
Noah's
this.
Noah's eye didn't get any further, though. He got the same distance when he did the jump.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not doing this right. And it just fucking... Phew.
Yeah. That's pretty
funny. That's what it's all about.
How
gotta send it.
How do you find that stuff?
Reddit, man. Videos. You're crazy. Words. That's it. Shut down.
Alrighty, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.